Dear brothers, we have come to the last Jumu'ah of the month of Ramadan 1447. Great ni'mat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah gave us opportunity to experience a fifth Jumu'ah in the month of Ramadan. And all these occasions are only and only the mercy of Allah. The mercy of Allah, how vast, how deep. We don't have the minds, human minds, to fathom. But in all the mercy of Allah, from Allah Pak side, what does He want? He wants us to be enveloped in His mercy, in His rahmat. Just do the amal of rahmat. Just exert yourself a bit. Just return to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. Month of Ramadan is rahmat. And as you heard from the beginning of the month of Ramadan, is a month of rahmat, mercy, maghfirat, forgiveness. In the last in days of itqam min anar, to be freed from the fire of Jahannam. And here is mentioned also in different riwayat, at the time of iftar, when we break our fast, that every day in the month of Ramadan, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala frees a million souls in the fire of Jahannam. A million. And on the last day, the last night, the last iftar, actually will be that iftar will be experiencing. So it's mentioned, on the last iftar of the month of Ramadan, that all those souls that were freed throughout the entire month, altogether, the sum total will be freed on the last iftar. 29 million, 30 million, Allah frees on the last day. Much more, just numbers and figures for us to understand the vast rahmat of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And really Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, all He wants is for us to turn to Him in abad. To turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَيَهْدِي إِلَيْهِ مَنْ يُنِيبٍ. Those that will turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah must give hidayat. Allah will give guidance. And all the fear right now in everyone is when the moon, sighted or not, is already Eid tomorrow. But then the life will come back to normal. How do I contain and how do I maintain, how do I preserve and increase this istiqamat that I continue being a good person. I continue being a good person and that this goodness comes into me naturally. But there has to be mujahada, a little bit of sacrifice. To gain this rahmat, the mercy of Allah, the maghfirat from Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And more than that, this entire month is about taqwa. And I get the taqwa. I get the steam of the love of Allah within my heart, that when it's time for me to put brakes on my eyes, I don't look at haram, I have enough taqwa in me not to look. One is the taqwa to look. Rather the taqwa not to look, the taqwa to look after my eyes, my ears, my tongue, that I don't do, then taqwa to do the good amal. So I need the strength of both. Now I'm not sure, we all have this fear that tomorrow will be the day of Eid. Do I have that level of taqwa or not? Did I get it in the month of Ramadan? We have the last few moments to break with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. But yala, this taqwa, this consciousness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to which we will get the rahmat of Allah, we will get the maghfirat of Allah, we will be free from the fire of Jahannam. This is Ramadan. Once Musa alayhi salatu wasalam asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Wallah, show me in my nation, in my ummah, who is the greatest sinner. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala told him, Musa, step outside your home and you will see the greatest sinner. When he stepped out of the home, he sees a person from his ummah and he is going to work. And he realized this is the worst person in my ummah, the greatest sinner. Come towards the end of the day, he makes a dua to Allah. Ya Allah, show me who is the most pious person in my ummah that you love the most. Oh Musa, step out of the home, you will see him. He steps out and he sees the same person. In the morning, he was the worst. At the end of the day, he was the best. Ya Allah, how did this happen? How he became the beloved of Allah and the best. Comes to the morning, he was khabith. Comes to the evening, he was tayyib. Allah is the khabith wa tayyib. Allah says he cannot be equal. What is khabith and evil and corrupt, and that which is pure and wholesome can never be equal. In the morning, he was khabith. No value in my eyes. And deserving of my punishment. His character, his deeds. And when he came to the evening, he became the best of people overnight, so to say. Allah, how did it happen? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, that O Musa, when you saw him this morning, he left the home. He found on his shoulders, he had his little son that he was carrying with him. So his son, as the father walked, and he came into the open area, the jungle. So little boy asked his father, "Oh my father, the mountains are so big and so high and so heavy. Such a massive creation of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah's power. Then, oh my father, what is bigger than the mountains?" So the father says, "It's the jungle. See how big the jungle is. It's also the creation of Allah." So my father, Allah is so great. Yes, is that great. What is bigger than the jungle? Father says, "The oceans. So great the oceans. So many oceans. Yes, there's more water than land." Then he asks his father, young boy, ask questions. "Oh my father, what is bigger and greater than the oceans?" Then he says, "The skies." So the young boy looks at the sky and he says, "Yes, father, you are right. The sky, look at how big, there's no end to it." Then he asks his father, "What's greater than the skies?" Father looks at the sky and now he's dumbstruck. "What answer do I give my son? What's greater than the skies?" But then, a great amount of regret and a tear in his eye, he says, "Oh my son, greater than the skies is my sins. Greater than the skies are my sins. I have so much of sin, is more than the sky also." Then Allah revealed to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam that O Musa, when he said to his son that his sins are greater than the sky, meaning greater than everything in the world, and he turned to me in tawbah in his heart, and the tears fell from his eyes, "O Musa, greater than his sins is my rahmat. Greater than his sins is my mercy. Who can challenge my mercy?" When he made the statement of regret in his heart and the tear flowed from his eye, "I forgive all his sins." When he left, he was the worst, and now returning is the best. Just having hope in the rahmat of Allah, when you fast the month of Ramadan, the month of rahmat, maghfirat, freedom from the fire of Jahannam, for us not to have a doubt in our heart, has Allah forgiven me or not? We say to Allah, "Ya Allah, I know you've forgiven me. All my sins are forgiven. Now to start afresh, to delete all old files and take it out from the mind. Then now we'll start afresh as a muttaqeen, as a pious person. What is the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What is tayyib, good, halal, pure, pure environment, pure company, pure food, pure sustenance, that which is pleasing to Allah. When it comes to sustenance also, Ya Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said, that seek your sustenance and rizq with sabr and taqwa. With sabr and taqwa. It is difficult. Allah will test. We'll have good days and we'll have not so good days. A little bit of patience, a bit of taqwa. And this is the month of Ramadan. They bring taqwa in your home, bring taqwa in your business, bring taqwa in your eyes, bring it in your hands, in your feet. The music, the ghair mahram women, the woman we see outside who we can marry, to control our eyes, taqwa comes into my eyes also. Taqwa comes into my ears, the music, the haram music, not to listen anymore. Not to look at the haram movies. I pass the month of Ramadan, Allah says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. You get taqwa. Once taqwa will come into the heart, a few moments of the month of Ramadan to beg Allah. Ya Allah, I started the month of Ramadan as a sinner. For all the sins more than the skies also. Ya Allah, now the last few moments, write my name in the register of the pure and clean and muttaqi. That now I will become the best of people. Although month of Ramadan, maybe I didn't have it, but Ya Allah, you can still make the decision of making me a muttaqi. But could Allah give me upon my taqwa? This is the ingredient of success. Allah mentions also, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that you may get taqwa and you become muflihoon also. Allah will give you falah, will give you success in both this world, qabr and akhirat. Mu'adh bin Jabal radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is sending him to Yemen. And Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is walking next to him. وَمُعَاذٌ عَلَىٰ رَاحِلَتِهِ Mu'adh and his conveyance. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam yamshi tahtahu, walking next to him, holding the reins of the camel. And he's leading him out of Madinah to Munawwara. Mu'az bin Jabal, a great Sahabi, passed away in the path of Allah in the plague of Amwas, buried in Sham in Palestine. What a great Sahabi of Rasulullah SAW. What love, intense love he had for Nabi Ali Salatu Salam. Nabi Ali Salatu Salam made his tashkil, Mu'az, if you go to Yemen, as the Imam, Muballigh, Da'i, Mu'allim, that will be one Sahabi for the whole of Yemen. And as he leaves Madinatul Munawwara, the Mu'az bin Jabal is asking for advice. And Nabi Ali Salatu Salam is advising him. Now we have the last few moments of advice, we are listening. And he's also listening. Nabi of Allah is advising, O Mu'az, O Mu'az, O Mu'az. And finally, Nabi Ali Salatu Salam stops. And he says, O Mu'az, possibly you will pass by next year upon my qabr. We will not meet next year. When you come to Madinah Munawwara, I would have passed away by then. It struck the heart of Mu'az. This is the last meeting with Nabi of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have the last few moments of crying, turning to Allah, asking Allah for His rahmat. He thought he would go and come back and still sit in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but Mu'az is leaving. Oh Mu'az, when you come back, you will pass by my qabr. فَبَكَى مُعَاذٌ جَشَعًا لِفِرَاقِ النَّبِيِّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. Mu'az burst of crying. Nabi of Allah couldn't look at him. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam knew that his heart would be shattered. Nabi of Allah gave us this month of Ramadan to connect to Allah, to connect to Him. Nabi of Allah turns نحو المدينة, it was مدينة المنورة. What to say to Mu'az? How to console him? My companion, his heart is broken, there's no more meeting again. He turns to مدينة المنورة and then he says to him the golden words, O Mu'az, that adopt the taqwa of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. إِنَّ أَوْلَى النَّاسِ بِي الْمُتَّقُونِ حَيْثُ كَانُوا وَمَنْ كَانُوا. Or كَمَا قَالَ عَلَيْهِ السَّلَاةُ وَسَلَاةُ. Oh Mu'adh, those that have taqwa in their lives, no matter where they are from, no matter where they are, whether South Africa, whether another foreign country, wherever in the world they may be from, whichever background, creed, whatever color, whichever country, whichever nation they may be from, in the eyes of Allah does not matter. Whether white, whether brown, whether black, but the eyes of Allah, Allah looks at how white the heart is. O Mu'az, those that have taqwa on the day of Qiyamah will be closest to me. No matter where they may be, but they have taqwa. Before this day comes to the end, Allah Ta'ala give us the taqwa. That the Qiyamah day we are close to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And what is this taqwa we are speaking about, my dear brothers? That when the calendar and the date will change, first Shawwal, that I have this taqwa. For me to make this plan right now before the Maghrib of today. The sins in my life, Ya Allah, give me taqwa to eradicate them, Ya Allah, you remove them. Whatever haram in my life, whether it be zina of the eyes, of the tongue, of the hand, whether it be riba, involved in interest in the bank, whether it be music, whether it be some woman I'm involved with, Ya Allah, I don't need this in my life. What is taqwa? Technically speaking, ulama said taqwa is for a person to put something between himself and something he fears. We'll say he has taqwa. That between you and تَجْعَلَ بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَ مَا تَخَافُ مِنْهُ تُقَاةً تَقِيكَ مِنْهُ. That a person is living by the ocean, the sea, and the water is coming to his property, he puts a wall, a thick wall, a dike. So the water doesn't come into the property, we will say technically speaking, he has taqwa. He's saving himself from the danger of the water. If he's staying in some, near some game reserve, where they have wild animals, and those animals are coming into his property, so he puts a fence. So that which he feared from, he put a barrier. So we will say that he has taqwa. He's saving himself. Taqwa means to save yourself, protect yourself. So he has taqwa. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that this is taqwa of dunya as we understand it. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, now the same taqwa that you have, you fear something, you put something between you and that which you fear. You fear your own dog, you put the collar. So all these things we have taqwa, so to say, we're saving ourselves. When we come into the masjid, it's raining. There's water on the pavement. The water is dirty. So what the taqwa will demand, literal taqwa will demand that I lift up my clothing so it doesn't get wet. So the drops of water and mud don't come on my clothing. They say he's walking with taqwa. He's saving himself from the mud and the water. You understand? We do it. I mustn't get wet. I must not get dirty. I can't sit there. All this is taqwa, taqwa, taqwa. He's saving himself from some harm. So literally we'll say, he's a very big muttaqi. He saves himself. Whether dirt, whether some harm, he has taqwa in him. The same taqwa we bring into deen also. What is harmful to my iman, ya Allah, give me the taqwa. Give me the taqwa. That I save myself here, I save myself from the animal. I save myself from the dog. I save myself from the water not coming to my property. What taqwa will mean in deen? Now do such a'mal that will save you from the fire of Jahannam. And how difficult is it? It's very easy. اِتَّقُ اللَّهُ وَلَوْ بِشِقِّ تَمْرَةٍ Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, fear Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and save yourself from the fire of Jahannam, even though it may be a piece of date. A piece of date you gave to somebody who's hungry for iftar. For any other time you give him sadaqah, you give him a hadiyah, with the intention of the pleasure of Allah, that date will become a barrier between you and the fire of Jahannam. Even one date, Allah will save you. How to build this taqwa between myself and all the sins that are taking me away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One date, piece of date will save a person. For this taqwa to come into my life, to save myself from the punishment of Allah, and the anger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to bring this taqwa into my life. Allah give us the month of Ramadan. The way we can prepare our hearts, now when Eid will come, now I have this taqwa in my heart. What will Allah give me when I have taqwa in my heart? When I have taqwa in my eyes? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَنْ يَتَّقِ اللَّهِ فَجَعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجَ وَيَرَزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبْ Allah said, the person will have this taqwa. He built his wall between himself and haram. Allah says, جَعَلْ لَهُ مَخْرَجَ Allah will make an opening for him from all difficulties. Whatever is difficult for him, he has taqwa in his heart. The month of Ramadan, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونِ He got the taqwa. There's no more difficulty for him. Now Allah will take him out from difficulties. Little bit sabr, patience and a bit of taqwa. Allah will make a way out for him. Whether it involves a haram relationship, whether he's stuck in the banks, whether he owes somebody money, he can't pay the rent, he has taqwa. He won't go to haram. He'll come to Allah. Allah says, you came to me to save yourself from the difficulties. I will open the way for you. وَيَرَزُقْهُ مِنْ حَيْثُ لَا يَحْتَسِبُ Allah says, I will provide for him. I will give him a rizq. I will give him sustenance from places he cannot imagine. Where it came from? This because you adopted taqwa. You put the bricks. I didn't go into haram. The month of Ramadan existed. Allah says, 11 months of the year, I want to give you so much. Just get taqwa in your life, there'll be a bit of patience for your difficulty. But Allah will open the way, spiritually Allah will open. Financially Allah will open. In every sense of the word. One person had taqwa, ulama give an example. One person had some taqwa. He was pious, a wife was pious. He lost his business, lost everything. They had a bit of savings. So he made dua in the masjid, Ya Allah, open my rizq for me, open the way for me. I don't want to get involved in the riba, I don't want to get involved in the banks. Ya Allah, build that wall between me and the haram. And he leaves the masjid. And as he moves, he finds the board, property for sale. So he has the last amount of savings by him. So he thinks to himself, doesn't know much about business. I will go for the auction, I'll buy the property, I'll get some income. I don't have anything else right now. So he goes for the auction. And they are selling the property. So the auctioneer, he said the property is going for 16. So he puts his hand up, I'll buy it. Then somebody else counters that offer. Then he goes to 18, then he goes to 20. And he has by him 24,000 he has. 13 in riyals. So 24,000 riyals, he goes up 22. Again he bids for it. Somebody else outbids him. So he comes to 23 and a half. So he puts his hand up. Somebody also counters the bid. Now he thinks to himself, I only got 24. I only have 24. Who will pay 24? Who will pay 24? He says, I'm already at 23 and a half, 24. 24. Property is yours. Property is yours. Tomorrow come, bring the money, sign the papers, and the property is yours. He goes home very happy. But all the money is gone, 24. He comes home, speaks to the family, we got a property. She's happy, I'll be making dua also. And now, he gets a phone call from the auctioneer. The property you bought with 24, we have an offer. We have an offer for it. Somebody is prepared to pay more than that. Prepared to pay 30 for it. Are you prepared to let it go? Thinks to himself, 24. If I sell it, I'll make 6. 6 on it. Says, very good. I just got to go, sign the papers, sell it to him. He'll pay the auctioneer 24 and he'll give me 6. So I'm happy with it. The next day he goes, the auctioneer, and the buyer who wants it for 30, he comes with his bag of money. Big bag of money. And he gives this person, here's the payment. He says, what's this bag about? He says, for the property. So, but the property was 24, you're going to pay him 24 and you're going to pay me 6. So, yes, so there's a 6 over here. So, what do you mean? So much of money? Then he asks the auctioneer, how much was the property? He says, 24 million. So, I thought 24,000. 24 million and 6 million is yours. Taqwa. The way Allah Pak sent it. He's playing with thousands and the auctioneer is talking millions. When he said 24, he thought 24,000, my money is gone. When he got over 30 million, he thought it was 50,000, Allah Ta'ala gave it to him. Little bit sabr he had. He's making dua. Allah will make a way out, you can't even imagine the Allah. Where it came from? This is our iman and yaqeen upon Allah. Deen is beautiful. Deen is easy. Deen is enjoyable. You have to learn our deen. After the month of Ramadan, my dear brothers, we have the ulama ikram, we have the effort of da'wah and tabligh, where we can go out in the path of Allah. Sibr the ulama and learn about deen. What is taqwa? How do I adopt taqwa? How do I get sin out of my life? Little bit of sabr, little bit of taqwa, Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam says, and Allah will open the way for a person. Allah Ta'ala accept our amal of the month of Ramadan. Give us the full fruits and the full benefit. And Allah Ta'ala make it a reality that after the month of Ramadan, we are so strong upon the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That we have this taqwa in our heart till we go into the qabr. Till we reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The person who has taqwa, Allah will open his sustenance. Allah will take care of him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, اجعل له من أمره يسرا. Any difficulty, Allah will make it easy for him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless him with itminan and sukoon of his heart also. There will be turbulence and problems everywhere, but my heart is connected to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And I have the taqwa, the steam in my heart to please Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The minimum we can do, my dear brothers, as we mentioned over and over again, that now the month of Ramadan will come to an end by the grace of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Fajr in the masjid, Zuhur, Asr, Maghrib, you all were in the masjid. Isha, Tarawih, Salah, we heard the Quran tilawat and the Khatm al-Quran. And how many Haramain Sharifain? And Al-Masjid Al-Aqsa, may Allah open the doors again for the Ummah. May Allah open the doors again for the Ummah. And Allah forgive us our cowardice. If you are still sitting and still worrying about dunya, the haram is closed this year, no khatme Quran, no i'tikaf. The least, and that place, the Masjid al-Aqsa, what is the highlight? The imamat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, salah. Salah, all anbiya performing salah behind Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam. Now, Nabi of Allah come from Iraq to take salah for your ummah. The minimum intention we can make before the month of Ramadan comes to an end, ya Allah, from now to my last breath, I will not miss one salah in the masjid. Say, inshallah. Ya Allah, every salah will be in the house of Allah. Every salah will run for Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The Muslim is calling me. Who's calling me? Allah is calling me. Allah say, have taqwa, build that wall now. Leave your business. Leave what you are doing. Drop it for Allah, run for Allah. Tafirru ila Allah. Run to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah says, you want the success, you want the barakah, it's all under the musalla. Come to the masjid, Allah has kept it here. A little bit of sabr I'm going to make. Adopt taqwa right now. The temptation is out there. Shall I leave it and go to the house of Allah? Leave it. And ulama say, by the qasam and promise of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. By the qasam of Allah, that person who will leave his dunya with taqwa and sabr and patience, he has in his mind, I'm going to lose customers right now. But he has a taqwa, he builds a wall of taqwa, and he runs to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, fulfills the farz of the time, what is farz right now. This is what my Allah wants from me and nothing else. And he fulfills that farz, stands before Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, knowing in his mind, ya Allah, I don't have enough to pay my rent, I don't have enough to put food on the table, I have children, I have families, I don't have enough, I've got customers waiting, but ya Allah, I've come to see you. I come to see you with taqwa and sabr and patience. Ulama say by the qasam of Allah, it's impossible. It is impossible that I'm standing before Allah in salah and that Allah will destroy my dunya. Impossible. Allah will never destroy it. Allah will never destroy your dunya. It might seem with my eyes that I'm losing my dunya. Allah say, I called you to salah to give you falahiyya al-falah. A little bit of patience and taqwa, I will give you your dunya, I will give you your deen also. So till my last breath, whether myself, my family, or my children, ya Allah, we will not miss one salah till my last breath. May Allah give us tawfiq. That after the month of Ramadan, we have that amount of taqwa till the next Ramadan and beyond that. Allah give us more to the iman and taqwa. We will meet Nabi Ali salatu wa salam, he will say, you are close to me. Even though from Africa or South Africa, and I was in Madinah al-Munawwara, but we had taqwa. Now Nabi of Allah will call us. Now the fire of Jahannam is no place next to us. Allah Ta'ala gave us tawfiq to make amal. Subhanallah.